Does the following sound like your last bike trip? You've put aside the time, logged countless hours on the web searching for info on good motorcycle roads, sketched out a route based on questionable advice from the Sport Geezers forum. Your bike is prepped and ready for action. Now, armed with an all-purpose map or atlas, you're off for a little bike-o-therapy. Of course, you wonder about some of those out-of-the-way roads that look like they might be good, the same way you wonder about all those tempting side roads you just look at as you go by that don't even show on your all-purpose. You know, the ones shooting off those major highways that you always seem to spend so much time riding because you don't know where the good nearby roads are. You don't ride any of these mystery roads, of course, because when you have in the past, you ended up wasting precious time and gas on dead enders, boring nothings, navigational nightmares, or pieces of crap rather than finding the great roads you were looking for. Then you return home. Sure, it was a great trip. They always are. But the memories are tarnished when you tell some buddy where you were riding, and he points out that instead of riding that major highway with all the rest of the traffic, you could have been on a sweet, curvy, scenic, traffic-free alternative. Or worse, he told you about it before you left, but you never found it. In fact, now that you think about it, only half of your trip was great because of the good roads you stumbled on, and half was just okay, other than being on your bike, of course, because you spent far too much time on so-so roads or major highways and interstates, since you had no idea where the good roads nearby, if there were any, might be.